From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of cleaning the kitchen, cleansing the heart. As we prepare for Pesach, we very often get very obsessed with the physical cleansing, which is so important. We have to rid our homes of the chametz. We have to make sure our kitchen is absolutely free of chametz because no one morsel can be present in our food during Pesach. We have to make sure we're not over, we're not violate Bal Yirayeh, Bal Yimatzeh, with the idea of possessing chametz in our homes. So we have a lot of work to do. But the question is, what's the spiritual work that needs to be done prior to Pesach? Can we concomitantly both engage in the physical work of cleansing the kitchen and cleansing the soul and cleansing the heart at the same time? At this time of year, we say Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, Sholim V'Doshim B'Hilchos HaChag. 30 days before the holiday, says the Talmud, we should begin to ask questions to the rabbis about Pesach. And Dorshin, the rabbi, should give lectures, public lectures about Pesach, the laws of Pesach particularly, to the community. But so what are these 30 days? What's the nature of those days? So I saw one of the Hasidic rabbis says that each one of the 30 days prior to Pesach takes off 1/30th of the impurities of Egypt. In other words, getting out of Egypt was not just getting out of the physical country, but also out of the spiritual bondage of Egypt as well. What was the spiritual impurity of Egypt? Well, we know from the Torah in Parshas Achrimos and Kedoshim, where it says, "K'maaseh Eretz Mitzrayim lo tasu," you shouldn't do anything like the deeds of Egypt. And the implication is that Egypt was a place of great immorality, licentiousness, also incest. We actually find that some of the royal families did commit incest between one and the other. We also know that not only is it a place of idolatry, but the Jews worshipped idols there too. In chapter 16, chapter 20 in Ezekiel, there it says that Hashem says that you should ish shikutzeinav hashlichu, you should cast away the abominations of your eyes, but you didn't listen, and we rebelled. And we did not, and God vashpoch chamati aleihem, that God poured out his anger against us because we refused to rid ourselves of the idols in Egypt. What is an idol? Idols where a person worships the work of their own hands. A person worships themselves. Pharaoh thought that he made the Nile, right? We think that we're so smart because we know the genome and we know how to make iPhones, and we think we're so smart that we become overly obsessed with ourselves, with the human accomplishments. We worship success. And the idea of getting out of Egypt is to understand that we are not the gods. God is God, and our achievements are not much in view of God. The rabbis speak of the 49 levels of impurity that we have to get ourselves out of. And during the period from Pesach to Shavuos, we'll be working on those 49 levels to get ourselves out. But it's also in the preparatory days prior to Pesach, we're also working on getting out. Now, it's not just trying to get out of Egypt in sort of a negative way, but we also want to work in these 30 days to prepare ourselves for something else. See, the Exodus from Egypt was not just that we got out of the physical slavery, but Exodus from Egypt was also God's betrothal of the Jewish people, God's choosing us, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim. God chose us. You know how he chose us? He took us out of Egypt. It's like he went to a party and he took this particular bride and selected her and brought her home with him. It's the loving relationship of God and the Jewish people. That's why we're going to read the Song of Songs, the Shir HaShirim, on Pesach, because Pesach is all about the betrothal, the beginning of the relationship between God and the Jewish people, consummated at Sinai, where we received the Ten Commandments. That's where we actually married God at Sinai. So we need 30 days before the wedding, before the betrothal, to get ready to betroth God, to be married to God. We need those 30 days for that kind of preparation as well. Now, it's not as if this is just some Hasidic thought we made up five minutes ago. The whole period before Pesach is all about preparing for Pesach. We have the four parshios, the giving of the hash shekel, is to take care of the community needs and make sure people have enough for Pesach. Ultimately, the giving of the hashekel tells us we have to take care of the community and the communal needs, the temple needs, the Beit HaMikdash needs, and also, by extension, one can argue, the needs of the community. If people need kimcha de pischa, people need money to get by over Passover, they need that too. So even going back to the beginning of Adar, even that was in some way preparatory. Parsha Zachor, reading about wiping out Amalek, and then Purim. Purim, also redemption. This redemption, that's the beginning of the 30 days. We celebrate that redemption and get ready for the next redemption. That was a partial redemption. We look forward to a full redemption. And then we have Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah, where we read last week about the red heifer, the cleansing of the Jewish people, this is our spiritual preparation, that we should cleanse ourselves both technically, that we shouldn't be impure from the impurity of the dead, the Tumas Meis, and also spiritually, as it says in the Haftorah, Zarakti Lechem Mayim Torim Tartem, that God will sprinkle on us sort of metaphoric waters of purification, and then we'll be purified from all of our sins. It's a time of spiritual cleansing, and that's why we have Parshas Parah, to spiritually cleanse ourselves before Pesach. And then Parshas HaChodesh, which the Hasidic masters have said is not just to read about this month of Nisan, the month of redemption, the month of Pesach, to read about the very first laws of Pesach in Exodus 12. Sure, it's the first reading about Pesach, one of the main readings. We read 2 weeks before Pesach. It's preparation, but also we read about HaChodesh, Hachshut, about the idea of renewal, the idea that we should try to renew ourselves at this time of year, to renew ourselves. Now you might say, well, you know, we have Rosh Hashanah, we renew ourselves. But in the mid-year, which is also a type of new year, we also want to renew ourselves. And if in that new year, the new year of Rosh Hashanah, we needed to start a month before in Elul to try to do repentance, here we have to do repentance again. One Hasidic Rebbe said that Judah said to Jacob, he said that, you know, if you let us go, we could have come back twice. We could go back and forth to Egypt to get food twice if you would let us go. But it literally means shavnu pamayim, that we could do tshuva twice. We're called on twice a year to repent, once the month before Rosh Hashanah and once the month before Pesach, to get ready and do whatever tshuva, says the Belzer Rebbe, whatever tshuva we failed to do the last time for Rosh Hashanah, now maybe we can do it this time. So, when it comes to Pesach, we have a lot of physical work to do. We have to kosher our sinks and our counters, our ovens and our stoves. We have to cleanse our refrigerators of all the chametz. We have to sell our chametz. We have to burn it. We have to check for it, seek it out. We have to annul it. But there's also some spiritual work that needs to be done, to remove from ourselves that chametz sense of staleness, sense of haughtiness, being all puffed up like a rised bread. We have to avoid the immorality of societies around us. We have to take ourselves out of the spiritual impurity of Egypt, which represents haughtiness, disconnect from God, and we have to prepare ourselves to connect with God, to betroth to God, to get ready to connect with God and remember that the Exodus was not just a freedom movement, but it was also a loving moment where the Jews and God began to be betrothed, to be connected. It's this time of year we need to, as we're cleaning those crumbs, as we're bending down and scraping those ovens, we need to remember that we're also trying to get ready for our marriage with God. Thank you very much for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamath Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha, the various holidays, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.